Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
12 Ghosts is a production of iHeart3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended, listener discretion advised.
How like a winter hath my absence been from thee, the pleasure of the fleeting year. What freezings have I felt, what dark days seen, what old December's bareness everywhere. I like to hang a garland on the door as a reminder to my lodgers of the promise of life in the midst of the bleak winter they travel through. And more of it inside, garland of evergreen over the mantel, throughout the kitchen, up the stair rail, guiding them to their rest. It is a comfort. You've grown quiet.
I'm still in shock.
It's easier for some to pass through the veil. Some see their death from miles away, and when they appear on this side, are well prepared for the journey ahead. Some others are caught by surprise, finding themselves in a dark, wintry wood after a stray bullet in wartime or a heart attack in the grocery store. Can you imagine? Pursuing the cheeses of the world one moment, thrust into a midwinter blizzard the next. It's a surprise to me that most of you can speak at all after such an upset. You will settle in. The shock wears off. Eventually.
Another is coming?
So it would seem. Welcome, welcome. Help you, friend. You look as if you've come a long way.
Is she here?
Well, you have to be more specific, I'm afraid. It's been a busy night.
I was just there. It was a ghost.
Well, everyone's a ghost at some point. Isn't that the truth? Here, come in. Have some wine. Sit, my friend. This is Annabelle. She's having similar dissonance. Confusion loves company, in my experience.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, musically, there's nothing more pleasing to the ear than hearing dissonance resolve itself into harmony. Here. Now tell me, friend, what is it that brought you here?
I walked into the water. And it was going to be the end.
Well then, here we are. Welcome to the end, Ernie Banneker. Who is it you're looking for exactly?
Listen, here's what I remember. It was more of the same. Another end to another Saturday night. And then... there she was. You again. Some things never change, right? Let me guess. Amsterdam Street.
Amsterdam and 48th. The pier, if you please.
Yeah. All the way up to the pier. Just like last year. And the year before that. And the year before that. And the year before that. You know, I was thinking. Mind if I play some music? Here we go. This is a little classical radio station. I don't think you heard of it. It's the usual stuff for most nights. Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Fur Elise, those sort of tunes. As we get closer to Christmas and the end of the year, they get a little classier, I guess you could say, huh? Hey, what do I know? I've been a cabbie for almost 40 years now. Maybe it's just listening to the radio this long rubbed off on me. The familiarity, right? An accidental expert. That's me, huh? This is Nocturnes from a guy named Chopin. Anyway, like I was saying, toward the end of the year, this station starts to play more, I guess you could say, thoughtful music. Lonely music. It's the weather, I think. People ponder endings around this time. It brings out something deep in folks, you know? Wordless. When Mandy was alive, remember I told you about Mandy? When she was alive, she called it melancholy. A beautiful kind of melancholy, she called it. She had a way with words. Not like you and me, huh? I just ramble on and you said maybe three things to me all these years. Amsterdam and 48th, the pier, if you please. Just passing through. I'd like to look at the water. You've always been a woman of few words. Some people would say that makes you a good conversationalist. A good listener. You know, I can name most of the songs these days. Who would have thought? Me, old Ernie, an aficionado, they call it, of classical music. I remember the first time I picked you up, Christmas Eve. God, how many years ago? I was listening to those doo-wop stations, and those songs were old even then. We didn't talk much. You remember, maybe? You just gave me the address. And we drove on, all the way out to Amsterdam Street and the pier. I gotta admit, lady, I was surprised to find you in the same spot the next year. I don't mean to be rude, you know. It's just guys like me, we pick up hundreds and thousands of people. And you'd be surprised what you remember and what you forget. Take, for example, people in suits. Between me and you, I don't remember any of them. Crazy, right? But it's true. I know they all have their own lives and worries and all that, but the suit is like a camouflage. You know, like stripes on a tiger, or how an octopus can change its colors like the Predator in those movies. They always say the same sort of stuff, too, the suits. I tell you, it's like it's the same guy every time. And I'll be honest, after this long driving, I'm not sure I remember how many pregnant women I drove to the hospital. Just the one who gave birth in the back. Alfonso, I think the guy said they were gonna name the kid. Alfonso. They seemed like a nice couple. Stressed out, you know, but nice. Who knows what's going on with them now? Mandy was happy for him. Mandy had a word for that, too. She called it Sonder. The feeling that everybody, absolutely everybody, has their own inner life, deep and full of meaning, and no one else will never know much about it. I thought that was depressing. You could say it made me melancholy. Still, never heard from that couple again. And this must have been, what, 12 years ago now, 15? A November it was. Little Alfie might be old enough to drive. I think I told you about him that year because it had just happened then. Heck, you know, you might remember more about them than I do. I've been losing details, you know. More and more these days. Just little things like who won the World Series when or how old my niece is out in Atlanta. But I don't forget a route. Not ever. It's burned into my brain. No GPS for us old heads, you know? Just last week, I told the doc, look, if you cut open my skull right here, you dig into my brain and you'll see a tattoo of the whole city with my thoughts racing all around it like cars in rush hour. I guess, thing is, as you get older, the road up there gets rougher. Your cars go slower. Sometimes you get traffic jams. Anyway, there I go, rambling. I can't remember what I wanted to tell you. But hey, let me know if you want us to just drive. Say the word, lady, and I'll be as silent as a grave. Bad joke. Bad joke, I know. I'm just a little nervous, is all. Like I said, us old cabbies don't remember too many people. After a few years, they like blur all together. Like cream and coffee. It goes brown, gray, whatever. We all get some regulars. Maybe someone works late across town and the train is closed when they get off or something like that. It's rare. We usually just pick up people near wherever we drop the last person off. And believe me, most fares don't remember their cab drivers either. People treat us like another part of the car. Most days I'm fine with it. Some days are different. I wanted to see if I could ask your opinion about some things. Is that okay? If not, just say. Okay. So, first, you remember how we met? I picked up the fare, right there off of Piedmont, on a slow night. You were dressed just like you are now, and you held your hand up, sort of waving, but not really. I like to think I can read people. Even back then, I had a sort of sense about folks. And I knew you didn't really want to talk. So, I left you alone. In that first year, we drove in silence all the way across the city to the water. Should I have said something to you then, do you think? No dice. Okay. Remember how maybe it was, God, 30, 31 years ago, and I'd picked you up from the usual route? I was still young then. Well, younger, I guess, but you know what I mean. I just got back from that honeymoon. Mandy and I went all the way to Mexico, and boy, did our savings go with it. I told her, I love you, sweetheart, but we might have to settle on Florida for at least the first anniversary. A cabbie and a school teacher don't exactly make world traveler salaries, you know? Anyhow, while we were there, Mandy wanted to do some weird things. The weirdest one was a ghost tour. I know. Who thinks of ghosts when they think of honeymoons? But that was Mandy. We went on the tour. It was like any other, more a history tour than anything else, but as we walked through toward the end, there was something that struck me. A story. Once upon a time, the tour guy said, back in the turn of the century, there was this little boy who lived on a farm by a lake. This was a big operation, an estate. And the boy's family had lots of servants, and his family was very rich. Being rich don't make you happy, you know. This kid is miserable. His mother died when he was young. Because the boy was the son of the patron, the wealthy owner, and because all the other boys his age were sons of the servants, this little boy had no real friends. His father, who was a very nasty guy, wouldn't let him talk to the other kids. So this boy, he just wanders around the estate when he isn't with his tutor. His friends become the birds, the trees, the little frogs hopping along the shore. While he's distant from most things, he's a smart kid. He's heard the rumors, the things adults say when they think children aren't listening. And, you know, it's surprising what children can understand. He hears these whispers about his old man doing things to women on the farm. It's all hushed up, and he owns the police, and sometimes the women disappear. The kid don't think much of it, but he does like the mystery. Kids love mysteries, right? So the tour guide says one night, the little boy wanders out along the lake, and he sees this lady along the shore. At first, he thinks she's kind of walking, or maybe dancing, kind of. sneaks up as close as he dares, hiding in the bushes until he sees her feet aren't touching the ground. He can even, he thinks, sort of see through her if he squints hard enough. And as he watches, she opens her mouth and she screams. Anyway, the legend goes the boy learned this was a ghost. La Llorona, the tour guide called it. In the story, it was the boy's mother. She'd killed herself when she learned her husband was cheating and drowned one of the other kids at the same time. And she just kept walking along where she died, horrified by what she'd done, but doomed to repeat it. The little boy, if I remember, grew up and went crazy. The guide said this was just one version. She said there are different versions. Sometimes the lady lost a lover, or her kid, or, you know, still. It's a weird way to end a tour, right? I mean, are you like that? Are you one of them?
Just passing through.
It's like I'm talking to a record. Look, I'm not a superstitious guy. I'm not even religious. I'm just old, lady. I've been taking you along the same route for decades, every Christmas Eve. Gave up asking you the going rate after the first few years. $3 ain't much with the inflation these days, you know. I'm sorry, that's just a little joke. I make jokes when I'm nervous. You know that, don't you? Okay, I'll be honest. You know Mandy died years back. Wish I could remember when. Cancer. It was all riddled through her like holes in Swiss cheese. I was wrecked. But I still made it here. I still drove you to your spot. I never asked you much, not much at all. But I never let you down, and I never sent anyone else to pick you up or start asking questions. I've never even told anyone about you, except for Mandy. And she's gone. She's gone now. But I did some digging. After Mandy, you know, I had nothing but time. Even when I was sure, I never said anything. But this is gonna be my last ride with you, Sarah. That's you, isn't it? Sarah Bolin, age 28, went missing some 40 years ago now. You'd be older than me these days. I had no idea who you were for a long time. A long time. But it is you, isn't it? Your clothes haven't changed. You haven't aged a day. You show up every year and we take the exact same route to the exact same spot. You know, the police never contacted me. Was I the last person to see you alive? Was there something I could have done? It haunts me, lady. Poor choice of words, I guess, huh? Look, there was something I could do. Something I could have done. I'm sorry. Truly, I didn't know. I suppose we're past all that now. You know, the doc, when I talked to her earlier, she said that I got something called Lewy body dementia. She put it to me in cabbie terms. She said, Ernie, if your brain was a city map, the road signs are sort of in the wrong places now. My sleep's all weird. But this time next year, I'll probably be in a home. or on the ground, depending on how things play out. I hated you, you know that? For a long time, it don't make sense saying it now, but I did. I hated you. Every year, the world took a little more from me. And every year, there you were. Same age, same clothes, same conversation. I don't even know if you remember me. There were some Christmas Eves, especially right after Mandy died, where I would think, what's the fucking point, you know? What's the point of it all? They got these ghost shows on TV now where people make tons of money pretending to talk to ghosts. And here I am. I meet you once a year, and I could have made enough for the hospital bills. Mandy could have been here now. So I wanted to ask you, just this time, just this last ride together, I wanted to ask you so many things. Is she there? Wherever it is you go when, you know, you aren't here. I wanted to ask you if you and I are square. If you blame me for whatever happened. More important, I wanted to tell you. You're my best friend. Nowadays, you and me, well, you're the most meaningful person in my life. And you know, I hope you can appreciate the humor in that. All my other friends are dead, long gone, one way or another. I spend these Christmases with you. I work the day like any other. I wait until about 11 p.m. I pick you up at Piedmont, drive across town, and then I turn around and drive back through the city. That late? I don't know if you know this, but that late is abandoned. There's something, I don't know, holy about abandoned places. Especially when they're built to have big groups of folks. Like an empty grocery store, late at night, with low music playing. One endless song droning into the night. The city's like that on Christmas Eve. You drive through downtown and there's this hush all across the streets and boulevards and avenues, and it hits you. This is what people meant when they built cathedrals. The space of it. The silence. It holds you, wraps you up like a soft blanket, and you're safe. Like there's something good on the way. Water at night. Big water along the shore with a big moon like a silver coin. It makes you think. A morning worth waiting for. I wish you could have seen it. We could have turned around and just driven through it once, and then if you wanted, I would have turned right back and drove you right back here. We could have maybe gone to a diner, and you could have talked with someone. Hell, I would have woken Mandy up. Back then, the three of us could have, I don't know, walked through the streets of uptown with all the Christmas lights. He would have liked those. Or we could have sat at the diner, watching the night run off in the dawn. I read somewhere that's all it takes sometimes. The right person walking by the bridge. Someone leaning out the window and asking, what's going on? There's this guy somewhere in China. He lost someone and moved his whole restaurant to the bridge where she died. And he has a little, I don't remember, a little noodle shop at the bottom of the bridge. So he can see if someone's about to jump. And when he sees them, he runs straight up the bridge, drops whatever he's doing, and he just talks to him. A person's whole life can hinge on such tiny things. I think most people, people your age, they end up regretting those kinds of decisions. You have to be old. You have to be tired. You have to get to a point where you're not running away. You're just sort of letting go. Maybe that's what this whole thing is, in the end. Maybe this whole stupid life, it's just holding something, loving it long enough and handing it to someone else when the time is done. It's like a museum, maybe. You stop and you look at something and you only see it because the people in front of you moved on. If you love it, you move so the people behind you can see it too. We have to be sneaky around this part. You might not know it, but the city's grown bigger and bigger over the years, and this isn't exactly a public road anymore. Still, I think security takes Christmas off. Look at this place. These huge ships. Jesus. They're probably older than me. I'm tired. I bet they are too. Do you ever get tired? Do you know where you are and where you're going? Are you... I don't mean to be rude, but... are you still a you? Or are you more like a recording? Like a song played every year on some sort of ghostly radio? That'd be a kicker, wouldn't it? A 70-year-old man chatting away with the radio. Do you remember me? Oh, come on. Like I said, $3 isn't much these days. I can't remember if I told you, but for years now, I've just been putting those half dollars in the glove box. Consider this one on the house. I'm not sure how to ask this. I got nothing now. Nothing. And maybe I'm already crazy, like the doc says. But I wanted to thank you. Thank you for your company. You're the only ghost I ever met. You know that? Gotta say, you're not scary at all. How does the story end for you? Where do you go, you know? After.
I'd like to look at the water.
Is it okay, this time, if I go with you? If it is okay, I think I'd like to look at the water too. Where do you walk when you get out? I'd like to see the other side. Maybe it's everyone we met. Maybe they'll be saying, hey, you again.
Ah, yes. I've seen them.
You have? Where is she?
Again, you need to be a little more specific. Are you looking for Mandy or for Sarah?
Mandy's here?
It's been a busy night. You can go upstairs, Ernie Banneker, and all your questions will be answered.
What? Where are we? What's upstairs?
Many rooms, Ernie Banneker. There are many rooms. This key should fit into the one you're looking for. Well, he seems ready to get on with it.
I hope he finds what he's looking for.
He will. I do love when dissonance resolves itself. Speaking of the devil, this should be interesting.
12 Ghosts, starring Malcolm McDowell as the innkeeper and Gina Rakiki as Annabelle. Episode 5, You Again, written by Ben Bolin, with additional writing by Nicholas Tukoski. Editing by Chris Childs and Stephen Perez, featuring Jay Jones as Ernie. Directed by Nicholas Tukoski. Original score and sound design by Chris Childs. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Matt Frederick, Alexander Williams, and Nicholas Tukoski. Supervising producer Josh Thane. Producers Chris Childs and Stephen Perez. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator Wayna Calderon. Recorded at Lantern Audio in Atlanta, Georgia. Engineered by Chris Gardner. Eros Sound and Recording in Ojai, California. Engineered by Ken Eros. 12 Ghosts was created by Nicholas Tukoski and is a production of iHeart3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.